All right, welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. I'm Denise Kono, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in both life and real estate, Dr. Lee Kono. Today, we're diving into something a bit special, Heritage Homes and how Heritage New Zealand property agents bring these beauties to life for modern buyers.
Yeah, and you know, Denise, I always say these aren't just houses. They're living, breathing pieces of history. Heritage New Zealand property, they really get that. Their whole approach is about storytelling, right? It's not just about square footage or the number of bedrooms. It's about like who lived there, what happened in those rooms, and the stories the walls could tell if they could talk.
Exactly. And I think that's what sets them apart. I mean, we've talked before about how important it is to connect emotionally with buyers. Remember our episode on turning complaints into opportunities. It's the same principle here, but instead of resolving issues, you're inviting people to become part of a story. An agent friend had this one listing. Oh, it must have been 5 or 6 years ago, a gorgeous old villa in Devonport. The buyer was on the fence and just couldn't quite see themselves there. But once they started sharing the home's backstory, how it was built by a sea captain who used to host these wild midsummer parties, and how the original stained glass was shipped over from England, suddenly it clicked for them. They could see themselves as the next chapter in that story.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes people think, oh, it's just a house. But when you start weaving in those details, it becomes something more. It's like, you know, when you read a really good novel and you just don't want it to end. That's what Heritage New Zealand agents are so good at. They make buyers want to be part of the next page.
And that brings us to how they actually market these homes. It's not just about putting up a sign and hoping for the best. Professional photography is a must, but it's more than just snapping pretty pictures. It's about capturing the soul of the place, the way the light hits those old curry floors or how the garden looks at sunset, and virtual tours. Oh my goodness, they've become such a game changer, especially for heritage properties.
Yeah, and I remember that Sandringham Villa, what was it, last year? The virtual tour for that place went absolutely viral. I mean, people from all over the country, even a few from overseas, were sharing it on social media. It wasn't just the architecture. It was the way the tour told a story. You could almost hear the echoes of the past as you clicked through each room. That kind of digital storytelling, it reaches buyers who might never have set foot in Auckland otherwise.
Totally. And social media, it's like the new word of mouth, right? You can target those niche buyers, the ones who are specifically looking for a home with history or who have a passion for restoration. It's not just about casting a wide net. It's about finding the right people who will appreciate the quirks and the character. And, you know, sometimes those quirks are what make the home irresistible.
Yeah. And, I might be wrong, but I think that Sandringham Villa ended up with, what, 3 or 4 offers above asking, all because people felt like they already knew the house before they even walked in the door. That's the power of a good story and good marketing working together.
Of course, it's not all smooth sailing. Heritage homes come with their own set of challenges, preservation requirements, legal hoops to jump through, you name it. You can't just knock down a wall or swap out the windows without checking with the council or Heritage New Zealand. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with owning a piece of history.
Yeah, and sometimes those requirements can feel a bit overwhelming for buyers. But, you know, that's where the right agent makes all the difference. I remember an agent working with a client, this was a few years back, who fell in love with a historic cottage. But the preservation laws were, well, let's just say, a bit of a maze. Instead of giving up, he got the local community involved, talked to the council, and even brought in a heritage architect. It turned into this collaborative effort, and in the end, not only did the buyer get their dream home, but the whole neighborhood felt invested in preserving its character.
That's such a great example, Lee. And I think that's the reward, isn't it? When you connect a buyer who's passionate about history with the right property and you help them navigate all those hurdles, it's incredibly satisfying. It's not just a transaction, it's about stewardship, about making sure these homes are loved and looked after for generations to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we keep saying on this show, real estate is about people, not just property. Heritage homes just make that even more obvious. Well, Denise, I think that's a good place to wrap up for today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to tune in next time. We've got plenty more stories from the world of Kiwi real estate to share. Lee, always a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine, Denise. See you next time, folks.